entering Ibu, conception, with the help of the Creator. Item number one, Obash, volume 2, article, what is, there is none holy as God, for there is none else besides you in the work. It is difficult work for us to become an embryo, Ubal, meaning that the will to receive will take into itself a new desire called the will to bestow. And when one merits the state of embryo, meaning that the will to bestow enters into the will to receive, this is called the Creator formed an image within an image. And we must understand the significance of the miracle where He forms an image within an image. And as we've already explained, this is a real innovation and a true miracle because it goes against nature. And only the Creator can change nature. It is not in the hands of man. And this is the new thing, the innovation, that the Creator has formed the depiction of bestowal within the depiction of the mother, which is a depiction of reception. And this is called the Kedusha, the holiness which the Creator grants. And for this reason, it is written, there is none as holy as the Creator, because there is none else besides you, since there is no one in the world that may change one's nature to form something else inside the vessel one receives from nature, being the will to receive, and change it so that afterwards he will have quality, will cause this life to ascend a degree. Item number 2, Baal Sulam Shamari 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? Why should one seek advice and counsels regarding how to achieve Lishma for her sake? After all, no counsel will help him. And if God does not wish, if God does not give him the other nature, called the will to bestow, no labor will help one attain the matter of Lishma. And the answer is, as our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and nor are you free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is discerned as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without deficiency there is no fulfillment. Hence, when one has a need for Lishma, the fulfillment comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above. Meaning, one receives fulfillment for one's need. It follows that one's work is needed to receive the Lishma from the Creator only in the form of a lack and kli, a vessel. Yet, one can never attain the fulfillment alone. It is rather a gift from God. However, the prayer must be a whole prayer, that is, from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know that, that there is no one to help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator. Then, one can pray from the bottom of one's heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer.
The person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal. Meaning, what is required of man, and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has a desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay in this way his whole life, because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreement to remain in the current state his whole life. Whereas now, he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work, and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. Then man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help, but by himself he is doomed. It was said about this, yet those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength. Meaning those people who hope for the Creator, this means that they see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degrees, since there is no light. And each time,
quote number 4, Bala Sulam, Shamati 122. When one wants to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and that all of one's thoughts for self-gratification will be revoked, then when one feels what he is saying, his heart can fear lest his prayer will be accepted. That is, that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-gratification, there appears a state where it seems that one leaves all the pleasures of this world, all the people, friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to the desert where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him and of his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world all at once, and he feels that he is losing a world filled with liveliness, and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he is committing suicide when he experiences this image. Sometimes the Sidra Acha helps him picture his state with all the dark colors. Then his body repels this prayer. And in such a state, one's prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer. Accustom oneself to the prayer, as though his mouth and heart are equal, and the heart can come to agree through accustoming, so it would understand that reception can be true. And now that I'm asking for myself.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash. What is, we have no king but you in the work. One must say, the fact that he is in this low state is not because he is now getting worse. Rather now, because he wishes to correct himself, that all his deeds will be for the sake of heaven, he is shown from above his true state, namely, what is in his body. And that thus far, they were concealed, and they were not apparent on the outside. But now, the Creator had revealed them. And about this, man says that this is mercy, that the Creator revealed to him the evil inside of him, so that he will know the truth and be able to ask the Creator for in a true prayer. It follows that on the one hand, one can now see that he is far from the Creator. And on the other hand, one must say that the Creator is near to him and takes care of him and shows him his deficiencies. Therefore, one must say that these are mercies, chasadim. As it is written, I will sing of the mercies of the Creator forever. That is, a person has joy on the one hand, and this is what he sings about, and on the other hand, he sees that he must repent, meaning that he has to ask the Creator to bring him closer and give him the desire to bestow, which is a second nature.